Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
After year, decade after decade, why do these people, I don't care what color you are, why do these people follow this man? He is a liar, a habitual liar. And that's all I have to say. Thanks for listening to my voice, Brandon.
Thank you, Erlene. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. And the reason why they follow this man, because their father is a devil who's the father of lies. That's why they love and appreciate a man who simply lies all the time. Let me go with David from Honolulu, Hawaii. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thank you, Officer. I appreciate all you've done in the past and the present. So a couple things going backwards. Definitely what's happening in our state, our country, and the world is definitely demonic and spiritual. And I've seen that since 2020. It's all tied to revelations leading up to that one world government. The other thing is the media has done their job, and Trump said it way back when, fake news, it's still true today. They made them look bad. A lot of people believe that. I see and hear a lot of people every day, you know, with the same scenario that the media dishes out. And the last thing is, you know, we think so much alike. I just wanted to get your take on if you heard that saying, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, I have heard that. You know, I have mixed feelings about it because, of course, I do believe when my wife is happy, everybody happy. So, but I think that a man cannot, you know, I guess sacrifice his happiness and be miserable just to acquiesce to a woman that's unagreeable, right? You know, happy wife, meaning that you got a good wife that's open and willing to be happy without manipulating you and abusing you verbally or psychologically to get to that point. Men should always maintain leadership in the family. And as a good man marrying a good woman, it does make a man happy if his wife is happy.
Yeah, pretty much well said. I've seen evidences of it being one-sided, and it saddens me that, you know, it's no longer a team. It's no longer two joined as one. It's basically one taking over the other, and it saddens me. And I think it's partly tied to the women's revolution or at the past generating that thing, you know, because it's definitely one-sided, but I agree with what you said as far as, you know, you don't want to make your wife angry or mad. You want to do things that pleases her. Hopefully you come both together in a happy medium going forward.
Yeah, 100%. David, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want men to understand this. You know, I think what the gentleman is saying is that you always see the phrase happy wife, happy life espoused at the expense of a man's happiness, which means that the man is like, yeah, you know, I got to live a miserable life. Happy wife, happy life, meaning that she's going to drive me insane and literally be hell on wheels if I don't acquiesce to everything she demands of me. And even though I know it's a bad idea, even though I know it's terrible for the marriage, I cannot lead like I'm supposed to because I have to acquiesce to whatever she wants or she's going to be miserable. And I'd rather just make her happy and not deal with it. I've seen a bunch of men who wives seem like miserable, raging lunatics. And they seem like such good men. And what they do is they sacrifice their happiness with this bitter, crazy woman because they have to make her happy. And although they disagree, and although you can't do nothing to really make her happy, they got to try to acquiesce to what she wants. You know, I just think that that's not the proper solution. The proper solution is saying this. And one of the biggest accomplishments a man can ever make in his life is marrying a good woman. That's the greatest decision you ever make, because it's also the worst decision you ever make if you do the wrong thing. If you marry the wrong woman as a man, your life could be ruined over as you know it. Miserable, bitter, dying at an early age man that never reached his full potential. If you marry the right woman, the sky is the limit. You will soar higher and do greater than you ever could imagine if you have the right woman. You have the Adam and Eve combination to a certain degree. I mean, Eve did kind of mess Adam up a little bit. But if you have that woman that God has brought to you to be your helpmeet, I think the problem with the female revolution is that it really, you know, I'll say this. Every societal element when it comes to human existence, when people feel oppressed, normally what comes from the liberation of oppression is overcorrection. So women being oppressed in some ways that probably wasn't legitimate in this country, it spawned this liberation effort of overcorrection, meaning that, no, now we hate men, and now we want nothing to do with men. We're better than them. We deserve to own this country, down with the patriarchy, you know, all of this other crazy stuff that they just shouldn't have went that far. It's okay to be free and liberated, but don't go all the way stupid. Hold the phone. Well, the weather is warming up and summer is just around the corner. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sideline, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting your back, neck, joint, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from Pure Talk. You get the same 5G network as one of the legacy providers, but at half the price with Pure Talk. Plus, dial #250 and say keyword spend less to save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Dial #250 and say keyword spend less.
Calling all knights, princesses, and fantasy lovers. Step into a world of wonder. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is 2 days of excitement, adventure, music, arts, and a market of treasures. Indulge on a giant turkey leg while marveling at the medieval attire and entertainment, and be immersed in the sights and sounds of a bygone era. May 25th and 26th, go to Golden Goblin Productions for ticket and fair info.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I was just talking to my wife on the phone. I tried to get her to come on, but she's taking a stroll. She's walking in the neighborhood, not at work. Okay. And I'm not trying to bash nobody for going to work. Some people are just in a position that they have to go to work, and I respect that, and I respect you. So I hope that people don't get that sentiment. But I do think there should be an acceleration of support for women who decide to stay at home with their kids, man. I honestly think that women should get, you know, special treatment. I don't know. What can the government do to help stay-at-home moms more than they do? You know, they never do anything like that because they don't want to encourage you to raise your own kids. I think instead of us giving money to Ukraine, if a mother stays at home to raise the kids, we should give them money. And I don't know if some states do this, but 100%, if you pay property tax, instead of your property tax dollars going to the school in your community, you get to keep that money to raise your own kid at the house. I think that the government should give support to stay-at-home moms, unless the dad makes over a certain amount of money. But if he working a regular job, then the government, instead of you blowing your money on Ukraine and homeless fools that don't want to fix their life and drug paraphernalia and all kind of stuff, LGBTQ research and bathroom exchanges and all this stupid stuff, how about you help women that want to stay at home with their kids? If you're going to be creating government programs, they don't want you to do that, man. They want you to slave. Somebody was telling me, see, when you get around wealthy people or you become wealthy, you start realizing the scam that you've been a part of. In the medical field, everywhere, man. When God blessed me enough to make some real money, I realized that the medical, like birthing, like women giving birth at the hospital was a scam. I think that it has become a scam. I don't know if it originally came out as a scam, meaning that they were not acting in good faith when they first started having women deliver babies at the hospital. But I started to realize with my second kid that it's a scam. Like, what do you mean every hospital don't do delayed cord clamping? Why wouldn't they? The placenta is still pulsating, and all of those valuable nutrients and vitamins and stuff is going to the baby. Why do they rush to cut the umbilical cord instead of letting the umbilical cord pulsate so the baby can get as much nutrients and stuff that they're supposed to get from that particular organ? That's because they don't care. They take that placenta and they go sell that placenta for hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't know how much they sell a placenta for, but it's a lot. But over, let me look at it. Nick, can you look that up for me? How much do hospitals sell placentas for? And then I realized, right, Because when you got money and you could do, you know, you got money, you could do research. I mean, you don't need money to know this stuff. But when you get money, you start evaluating this stuff because you say, well, I'll just pay for it out of pocket. Like we paid the doctor directly to deliver our child. So we $50,000. Let me listen to this. Yeah, I want y'all to understand this. When a woman gives birth, the umbilical cord out is connected to the placenta. They cut that thing as fast as they can, and they take that placenta and they sell it for $50,000. It's on the internet right here. Why can't a woman take her own placenta and sell it and make $50,000? You probably could. If you were able to put it in the proper environment and freeze it or whatever they need to do to preserve the placenta, why can't a woman sell her own placenta for $50,000? It's a scam. That's why they don't let it pulsate. They probably don't want you to drop all the nutrients in the placenta and give it to your baby. They need to keep it fresh so they can then take it and sell it for more money. They're selling your organs. Now, we found out through a doula that they'll make placenta pills so the mama can then eat the placenta, which is, it sounds weird, but all of that nutrients and healing components in that placenta, mama can eat it. Mama will be ingesting the placenta, and the kid, the baby will get it through the nutrients through the milk that they drink from mama. All them are vaccines. We didn't vaccinate our kid. Not one vaccine. And look at our son. He's not sick. He didn't die. He didn't all this other weird stuff. He's pretty healthy. He's smarter than any kid I know. Healthy, runs around, happy. He was fine. Why don't they encourage mothers to do skin to skin? Skin to skin literally revived our son like a miracle. Because my wife is type 1 diabetic. And so when she had the baby, his blood sugar was low. So they had him in the NICU. Now, we read online and did our research that skin-to-skin is incredibly important for babies. They shouldn't be sitting on a cold table. They put a little warm stuff on it, but they're not being held. They're just laying out there on a table with a little blanket on them or something, I guess, with a lady that's running around a NICU that probably don't even really care about the baby, just one of a number. But I went up there every day because my wife had to recover. I went up there every day. I shaved my chest, shaved the hair off my chest. I made sure it wasn't prickly. People were like, you do. And I freshly shaved it every day. It was smooth. And then I took the baby and I laid him on my chest, skin to skin, his skin on my skin. And I saw his sugar go up. I saw his respiratory thing improve significantly. And I almost beat that lady up in there, but she was acting a fool. That lady was acting a fool. If I could ever complain, we had too much going on, so we just let it go. That lady in the NICU was an absolute fool. I almost put my hands on her one time. We had our baby in there, and this lady was just one of those women that just, I don't know if she just had something against my wife or what. She just was nasty. And you got to think, my wife is looking at our baby in the NICU with an IV in his forehead, and this woman is joking about it. She made a joke about our son with a, my wife is bawling, looking at our baby with an IV in his forehead, because they claimed the IV wasn't taken in his arm, so they put it in his forehead, and then they tried to tell us to put it in his belly button. They were going to do some surgery to put the IV in his belly button. And they called me on the phone down to the room, and I said, well, let me do some research. Well, we got to do it now. Can you hear me? She tried to rush me. I said, ma'am, I ain't never heard of nothing like that. What are the side effects? She couldn't tell me the side effects. I said, well, I need to do some research before you go and put some in my son's stomach. And then I did the research, and I talked to a few people. They're like, never let the doctor do that. I mean, never let them do that. That is absolutely unacceptable for them to even think that was worth it, to do that at the stage that your kid was at. So I went back up there, kept doing skin to skin. He recovered like it was nothing. They never had to put it in his belly button. They never should have put it in his belly button. These people are crooked. And then I'll tell you the last thing, a minute left. We get ready to leave, and the angry black man would have came out. But we said, look, on Friday, we taking our baby with us. Because what they were doing was they were checking his blood sugar, and if his blood sugar wasn't to a certain number to the umpteenth, They go, oh, he has to start over for another 16 hours. Hold the phone. I'll tell you after the break.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul Danuka, and Josh Barker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bartis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the simpsonu.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's simpsonu.edu/events.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I just bought me a Harrison Butker shirt, or a jersey, just to show support. His jersey is the number one seller on the Chiefs website. The Chiefs better not punk out on this one. or I'm gonna call down there and write an email to him or something. But let me tell you what that lady did at the hospital. Why I almost went to, I would have went to jail that day. I just want y'all to know I'd have went to jail that day because I wasn't gonna take no for an answer. My son had already been in that NICU for a week, and we saw his improvements. We did our research. We know that he would improve. It's not even a question. His levels of improvement were drastic and incremental, leading to the path of we could have just took him home the first night, but we were trying to be reasonable and say we'll take him home. We'll try to listen to the hospital. We'll make sure he's good and all this other stuff. We knew he was fine. His blood sugar was going up like it was supposed to. This lady had a rule that she superimposed, probably on her own, that his blood sugar had to go up to, let's just say his blood sugar had to be 62. And if he was 61 and a half, that will count as a missed blood sugar goal, and we would have to wait 16 hours to recheck the blood sugar to get it to 62. And if it turned out to be 62 and the next day goal was 63 and it was 62 and three quarters, that'd be another 16 hours that he had to be at the hospital before they'll check it again. So what they were, what she ended up doing twice, and literally I almost lost my mind. But there was other babies in the NICU, and there was babies in the NICU that were about the size of the palm of my hand. And I did not want to be insensitive and being so, you know, bashful and demanding with this lady. And these other parents are literally holding a baby in a hand that was probably born 3 months early. But they didn't have it in their hand. They were in a little incubator, and they had to put their hands through a thing to just touch the baby with gloves on and all kind of stuff. And I felt bad for them. So I was trying not to be crazy in there. Like my baby was more important than these other babies. So, but she did that twice. And I said, ma'am, you could keep doing this, but as his father, I'm watching his blood sugar go up. I've done my research. There's no reason for his blood sugar not to continue to go up to his proper number. And if we do skin to skin and go home and we're able to nurture him like he's supposed to, he should be just fine. She almost wanted to push back. And I said, on Friday, we're leaving. And I didn't say this, but in my mind, I said, if anybody touch me or try to stop me from taking my son out here, I'm going to assault them. I'm going to beat them. So don't get out the way. Let me take my kid home and don't play games with me. Especially when my wife was so upset about him being there. Y'all really going to make the alpha come out of me. So we get to Friday, and right before Friday, she made my wife cry again, which really made me mad. And I was hell bent on no one, even not police officers, going to stop me from taking my kid out the hospital. We going through, they had some training doctors that looked like they were training or something like that. And they were finishing the training. So this cluster of doctors were coming through the NICU, and they would kind of give some advice to parents if you wanted to ask them for certain things. And every doctor told us, oh yeah, your baby looks good. The numbers look good. You should definitely be able to go home today or tomorrow. Today meaning Thursday, tomorrow was Friday. Today or tomorrow, easy, no cut. The numbers, the charts are all great. This black lady came over to us and she was like, great. You're taking our baby home, no question. The signs look good, everything. So we had at least three doctors come and tell us that the baby's going home. This one lady came behind the black lady and was like, I don't know why she just told y'all that. You're not taking this baby home. And they said, you're not taking this baby. My wife started crying, and I started losing my salvation. Rage started to hit me. And I said, I'm not going to say nothing to this lady, but I tell you what, when tomorrow come, I'm gonna be on CNN because ain't nobody gonna stop me from taking my baby out this hospital. They already playing too much. They already doing these arbitrary things that make no sense. We already did our research. My baby is fine. He needs to be at home in a peaceful environment, skin to skin. My wife needs to go home. We're not leaving no hospital and letting our newborn baby sit up there. Y'all got to be smoking crack. But you know what happened? Friday came, and I took my baby home, and nobody said nothing to me. Hold the phone. For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there's a lot of things you can try. You know, tough it out, bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joint, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want you guys to get some Relief Factor. New ingredient is placenta juice. No, I'm playing. The Relief Factor don't have placenta juice in it. Maybe I need to stop saying that because maybe that's a great invention. If I can somehow get placenta juice. Anyway, Go to relieffactor.com, get you some Relief Factor today. If you're suffering from aches and pains and joint discomfort, you already know where to go. I'll take Relief Factor. It works well for me. I'm confident it'll work well for you. Relief Factor is also 100% drug-free, and over a million people have given it a try. And so if you haven't given it a try and you hear me talking about Relief Factor, just know that it works. And here's the catch. It's a money-back guarantee. I don't know if that's considered a catch or not, but it's a money-back guarantee. So therefore, if you take it and you don't get the results from a three-week quick start kit, and that means that you take it every day. Don't be playing around and taking one and then taking one 3 weeks later and saying, I ain't feel nothing. It's natural ingredients, so you got to get into your system naturally. Right, it's not like you're taking a shot of some fake pill that masks the pain, cut off nerve function and all of those crazy stuff. But this is a natural way for it to help your body naturally fight inflammation. So give Relief Factor a try. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800 the number 4 relief, or go to the website relieffactor.com. I wonder if. I know my wife had the placenta pills. Like, we got her placenta converted into pills. And we didn't save the cord blood. But I know you can save cord blood and all this other stuff. I wonder. It sounds really crazy and barbaric. But I just wonder, if you research the value and the health benefits of the placenta, you would think maybe they do sell this in a store. Maybe they do sell placenta pills in a store. I don't know. I got to look into that. But I know that my wife got them converted, and I didn't know nothing about that when I had my first kid. He got every vaccine known to man, and had no idea about delayed cord clamping, no idea about any of this stuff. And, you know, thank God that we knew a lot of it with our second kid. I got a couple callers calling in. 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I got Alan from Tampa, Florida. Alan, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Hey, my brother, I don't know if you have it, but I have what's called the spirit of discernment, and you are a funny guy, I'll tell you what. I'm in a men's group, and we've been meeting together about 16 years, and it's amazing how men are all struggling with the same battle. I wanted to point out, and you're so brilliant, I just love you to death. I wish we could sit down and have a cup of coffee. I'm a white guy, 67 years old. I come from four boys, and God gave me all girls. I've got three girls. But name a TV show where the man, my husband, is shown as the leader. There's no such thing. I mean, if you think about Everybody Loves Raymond, he's a despicable liar. If you think about King of Queens, same kind of thing. But the nuclear family that you're talking about, where the husband and dad is respected, is under attack. And let me ask you and the audience to do one thing. Hold your hand out with your fingers spread. If your thumb is the dad and your index finger is the mom and the others are children, if you were Satan and you had a gun with one bullet, who would you shoot to take out the family? You follow me? You
yes,
take
sir.
Out the dad. Once the dad's gone, the rest of it crumbles.
100%. Alan, thank you so much for calling in, brother. Yeah, too bad you're not in Arizona, man. If you was in Arizona, we could link up, man. Because I think we're like-minded. And I think you made an incredible point, and I wish people would understand that. If you look at society, the failure of societies that we've seen in the past starts with the failure of the man. The destruction of the family starts with the destruction of the man. The separation of the man. And society emphasizes this, right? A woman can get a divorce. She has every incentive to divorce that man if it don't go well. Because if he has made any level of money or success, he finna be paying out the butt. He finna be paying out the wazoo. And she finna get the kids and everything 99% of the time. And so it incentivizes women to say, you know what? I'm just not feeling this no more. I get to have everything if I leave. So I'm not feeling it. I'm just going to leave, and I get everything when I leave. If a woman leaves the relationship and she don't get to take the kids, women will stay married a lot longer. I guarantee you. I honestly think that the laws, this is what I think should happen in America. Adultery should remain illegal and enforceable. In the state of Arizona, if you commit adultery, it's illegal, but they don't enforce it. If you cheat on your spouse, you should go to jail. I honestly believe that. You should go to jail. At what point? Because if you look at it, a marriage is a government contract. And there should be laws surrounding your, it's almost like lying under oath. You made a promise in a document, till death do you part, bitter and sickness and in health, you know, sickness and in health, riches and in poor. You made a declaration and you swore by upholding what this document says, established through the government. So the government should be able to enforce it. Just like if you go to court and you raise your right hand and I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. If you lie under oath, you've perjured yourself and it's a crime. If you are sworn to be married to this person, to be faithful and all these other things that you have to say as your vows to make this a legitimate document, and you go and step outside of your marriage, you should go to jail. And I don't know how much jail time you should get, but you should at least be charged. Maybe you can do probation or something, but you need to be charged. It'd be your criminal on your criminal record that you committed infidelity. That'd be one thing. People probably stop cheating so much or stop marrying so quick. The second thing is whoever divorces without cause gets nothing. You get nothing. Now, if you're in an abusive relationship or something like that, you have cause. If the person cheated on you, you have cause. If you just somehow ain't happy no more because you haven't put in the effort to be happy in your marriage, that's not enough for you to divorce. And if you decide I'm going to go walk away from this family, male or female, you don't get nothing. You don't get alimony. You don't get child support and you don't get the kids. Period. How many people you think going to be divorcing? Not that many. Y'all going to work it out. Why are you going to work it out? Because you can't afford to leave with nothing. Hey, homeboy, when you're traveling on a trip and you see that fine woman at the bar, what you gonna do? You wanna play with going to jail?
Find what you love, love what you find. A total wine and more. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wine. Guys in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, is investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. I'm happy to announce Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network. Now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. Unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Do this. Dial #250 and say Dennis Prager, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make switching so easy. Again, when you dial #250 and say Dennis Prager, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there are a lot of things you can try. Tough it out, or bite the bullet, grin and bear it, or you can try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time, it helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. So, wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So, if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, and save on your first order. 800, the number 4, Relief. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Outsider Show. This whole show has been about loving the marriage. I just really hope I ain't get copyrighted off of that. Because, you know, people, you can't even say phrases no more, and they like, you plagiarized. All right, I'll be all right. So, like I was saying before, I think that we need to criminalize adultery, which it is. It's funny because in Arizona, it's against the law to commit infidelity against your wife, but they just don't enforce it in law. And they need to stop being so overly biased. You can't incentivize a person to just walk away from their family and they get everything in return. You can't do that. Because, like I said, people don't have a reason to fight for marriage anymore. Our sex life sucks. So, you know, I actually want Jimmy down the street because I think he'd be better in bed. And people think that, and they just leave their spouse. Or they cheat and then they enjoy it and they cheat and they leave. If that wasn't a readily available and profitable option, you would say, hey, maybe we need to spice it up a little bit. Maybe we need to start doing something to get the juices back. Working out, go to counseling, research online, do something. Oh, we don't communicate no more. You know, we just boats passing each other in the night. Well, you gonna leave? You gonna cheat and go to jail? You gonna leave and get nothing? Maybe, just maybe, you need to work this out. Because I'm learning, even as a young man married, that marriage is intentional. You can be right and end up ruining your marriage if you want to. And when I say be right, sometimes my wife be arguing with me or have an opinion about something, and sometimes I'm right and she ain't right. And is it worth arguing about? Sometimes my wife is right and I'm wrong, and I have to swallow my pride and say, I got to go apologize and say I'm sorry because I was wrong. I don't want to say I'm wrong, but sometimes you got to say you're wrong. I know I'm right about certain things, but my wife ain't finna apologize, and I ain't finna get mad at her. You got to make some adjustments in marriage. I remember when we first got married, and we got into a big old argument. I mean, we argued like for a week straight over, because this is the first time we lived together, because we had our own place. So we get married, this is the first time that we've actually lived with other people. Because the last time I lived with somebody was when my son was 3 months old. And I had lived alone ever since then, 2010. And so, man, I wasn't used to nobody decorating and stuff like I didn't like it. And, of course, my wife, she was 36 when we got married. So she had been living alone she'd never been married. So, man, when we moved in a house together, I was like, man, quit buying all this stuff. It's cluttery. And she was like, you are, men don't have no style. And I'm going to tell y'all what ended up happening after the break.
To this conclusion, love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and cow.
Once. Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest.
ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Your beliefs about family members that simply weren't true. Beliefs that they'd been cruel to her, which was not true. The things she mentioned were twisted, freak show aspects of things that occurred. Well, we were all there. We all saw it. Now she's remembering. The medicine. The medicine had locked her in her room. She didn't know how to deal with people because she couldn't feel like they did. She couldn't respond with joy or happiness or laughter. She couldn't respond. There are 90 million Americans on psychotropic drugs, most of which are made in China. If China ever decides to stop making those, this country will collapse. Because when our daughter needed to get off these meds, do you want to know how long it took? 3 years. She's still not off of them completely. God willing, she'll be off the final one in October. You know what it took my wife? 6 hours a week, locked in a closet-sized bathroom, removing one bead from a capsule. And when the capsules were gone, getting out a jewelry scale and a nail file and filing down the tablets 1/100th of a microgram at a time, because Big Pharma will not provide microdoses. They won't make those for us. The goal is that the kids become adults, always connected to this. If you are trapped in these drugs, I beg you to go look at the work of Dr. Peter Bregan, who has been incredibly successful at helping people get off these drugs. If you are considering going on them or putting your kids or grandkids on them, I beg you to try everything else first. Like what? Want to know what? High doses of caffeine, exercise, vitamin D, and lots of time with people. I'm not a doctor. I cannot write prescriptions, but I can tell you what I know works, because I had the same genetic inclination to depression and anxiety as my daughter. I tried the pills, and I made the decision to kill myself on them. I hope you don't try them. This is the Todd Herman Show. Please go be well, be strong, be kind. Please make every effort to be right with God.
A million young boys screaming out their words.
It was really cool the other day to have my wife give me such a great compliment on the Eden Pure devices we're using from Eden Pure Deals. We have the Oxyleaf 2 Thunderstorm. Well, we have a couple of them at home. And these devices actually produce O3. That's ozone. When it does that, what ozone does in your room is it bonds to things that contain bad smells. Like in our case, cat litter. So we have two cats and we like our cats. In fact, I love our cats. But we don't like people to walk into our house and go, wow, you got cats. So my wife has taken the Oxyleaf 2 and placed it at the entrance to our house. But when that then bonds to these bad smells, they're gone. They're actually molecularly destroyed. You never need to buy filters for it. A huge dollar savings. Speaking of savings, I'm going to save you $200 on whole home coverage. You get three of these units for under $200. EdenPureDeals.com, code Todd3 to save $200 in your house. No matter where you're at, your RV, military barracks, all that smell is now gone because the molecules have been destroyed. EdenPureDeals.com, code is Todd3, T-O-D-D-3.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit senior.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.